This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Did God say in His Word, don't lie? Did He say not steal?
Yes.
Did He say not commit adultery?
Yes.
Did He say not take my name in vain?
Yes.
Well, if He said that, then why do Christians do that? It's because we don't know the Word. I mean, some of us have read that, but we don't realize there's a consequence. It's kind of like, well, I guess that I'm going to go on an out-of-town business trip this next week, and I'm going to leave Cheryl here. See, she's not going to go with me. And so since I'm going to be out of town and I run into this pretty sweet little thing up there, she won't never know if I take her to dinner. She won't never know, will she? And if I take her to bed one night, nobody will never know but me and her, right?
Wrong.
The devil's going to know, and he's going to get me, isn't he?
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's just like people that wind up when I went to Vietnam. I mean, the Surgeon General come up and told us, he said, guys, whatever y'all do when you get down here in this country, don't go downtown to them prostitutes. He said, I guarantee every prostitute in this country has at least 3 venereal diseases, at least. And he said, nearly every one of them got at least one or more that we don't even know what it is, and it's not curable. And guess what some of them guys did anyway?
Right.
Yep. Some of them went downtown anyway. And some of them come back to the States with an incurable disease to a wife and children. What are you going to do when you get home and you got an incurable venereal disease? Isn't that sad? And all the time that woman thought you were faithful to her. And you come home with an incurable venereal disease, and you're in trouble. And it happened over there. I couldn't believe what those guys did. I couldn't believe how stupid we are. But it says here, if you'll do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all of His statutes. Now there again, that word all. That don't mean part of them, does it? Keep all. I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now then, what is the requirement under the law to walk with no sickness and disease? No sin. Follow the commandments. Is that what he said? Diligently, he said, right? If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. Okay, let's go to Exodus chapter 23 and start with verse 22. Exodus 23. Let me turn to that. I don't have all those verses, but let me go over to Exodus 23. Exodus 23, and let's start with verse 22. Now, Exodus 23, 22. If you shall indeed obey His voice. Isn't that amazing? If you shall indeed obey His voice. Well, what is he saying? If you haven't read the Word, you don't know. You got to read the owner's manual. If you will indeed obey His voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries. Who do you think he's talking about there? Satan and his demons. That's exactly who he's talking about. If you hearken to the voice of God, then when the devil comes by to get you, who's going to protect you?
God is.
God is. That's absolutely right. What if you don't do what he says? The protection is not going to be there, is it? It's not going to be there. He says, if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries. And mine angel shall go before thee. My angel shall go before thee and bring you into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and so on and so forth. And I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So how much sickness did he want his people to have?
None.
What does it mean to take sickness away from you, the midst of you? To have none. So far, this is under the law. This is under the law. But so far in every scripture we read, what did we have to do to get sickness removed?
Obey.
So if it worked under the law, and we're under grace, and it told us to walk in love, but he told us, if you walk in love, he said, you walk in grace, which is above the law. But he said, if you sin, you fall from grace, you transgress the law, and when you transgress the law, who has legal right to get you? The adversary or his enemies? The devil. And what can God do if you're living in sin? He cannot keep you from the devil, because he said, if you sin, you will give place to the devil. And so the devil has legal right to you. Now, you think he loves it when you sin? Oh, yeah, the devil loves it when you sin. Because he wants to make your life miserable. That's his job. That's what he's been designed and built to do. He is the enforcing agency that comes and gets us. When you begin to see this stuff in the Word of God becomes so clear. It's so simple. All right, let's go to another place here. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Start with verse 8. Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7, 8. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the house of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Knowing, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and he repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. Repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them? Ooh. He will not be slack to them that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Now, if you hate God, you're in trouble. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Now, but I don't want to do them, Lord. He said, that's okay. I'm giving you the right. You can make your own choice. But I have no respecter of persons. If you want to go do what I tell you not to do, then you can be assured that sickness and disease is going to come to your house. So if you want to be sick and afflicted, like a man I was talking to the other day, he said, you know, if I'd only met you 10 years ago. I said, why? He said, 10 years ago, I got out of a love walk. He said, 10 years ago, I started doing things wrong. He said, today, I have invested $1 million in this temple, this house that you see. $1 million. He had had numerous surgeries, you name it, heart surgeries, you name the things he had had, and he had spent $1 million on his house. And it all happened in 10 years once he stopped doing what God commanded him to do. Now then, I believe I'd rather have that $1 million to spend on me instead of spending on my body and giving it to the doctor. But I guess you can do whatever you want to, but you got to know this first. And then he says, wherefore it shall come to pass, verse 12, if you hearken to these judgments, if you hearken to these judgments, and keep them, and do them, that the Lord thy God will keep thee, keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he swore unto thy fathers, and he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of your womb. You know what that is? Your children, your babies. He'll bless them. They won't be sick and afflicted. They won't come out of the womb with limbs missing. They won't be mentally retarded. They will be blessed. But what's going to cause them to be blessed? Your obedience. Your obedience. The fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn and your wine, and your oil, the increase of your goats, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee part of the sickness?
All.
All sickness. The Lord will take away. Who's going to take it away?
The Lord.
The Lord. The Lord's going to take away from thee all sickness. And he will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Are you getting this picture?
Yep.
Obedience is where it's at, right?
Yep.
Now then, if we come over to the new covenant, and he says, walk in love. And if you walk in love, faith is available to you if you walk in love. Now, what if you don't walk in love? Faith is not available to you. Now then, what if you were going to... What if God hadn't put a set of rules on there that you must walk... That your faith worketh by love, like he said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. If he hadn't said faith worketh by love, if faith just worked for anybody at any time, then on these unconditional promises that God give us in his word, some heathen could come up and say, hey, right here, he said, if I agree with you in prayer about anything, he'll do it for me. He said, brother, I want a brand new Rolls Royce sitting right here right now. That's the most wicked guy in town. I want a brand new Rolls Royce. You agree with me? Yes. God would have to manifest that Rolls Royce right there. But since he said, faith worketh by love, then love, you got to be walking in God's attributes of love. Then if you're walking in love, then if you're led by the Spirit, the two of us are not going to agree in prayer for a Rolls Royce unless I need that Rolls Royce to be about God's business, to do his work. And if he knows, I'm never going to ask him for nothing that's not in accordance with his will as his son walking in love. So if I say, Lord, I got to have a Rolls Royce to minister to the people I'm dealing with, he will give me that Rolls Royce. But if I don't need that, I will not ask him for something that's outside of God's will, walking in the Spirit, walking in love. You will not ask God for those stupid things. But if you've let the devil beat up on you, and sickness and disease has come upon your body, if you'll repent of your sins and make sure all of your unforgiveness is taken care of and you're walking in love, then you can come and ask the Lord, according to James 5:14. And how many did he guarantee to heal?
All.
All? If you pray the prayer of faith, right? If somebody prays the prayer of faith, but what if somebody comes up to you and says, oh, this brother here, he's sick. I mean, he's got a problem. He asks us to pray over him and anoint him with oil. And oh, God, now, if it be your will you please heal this brother? What do you think is going to happen?
Nothing.
Why is it not going to happen?
No faith.
Well, we go to that same book of James. Let's go to that same book of James. We'll read this last verse and then we'll take a little break. I want to show you in James chapter 1, I want to show you where God is a faith God. And I'm telling you, if you don't ask him in faith, forget it.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.